Good morning. Well, thank you, Reverend Barron, for introducing me. I'm just going to say a few things about myself again. I'm Okela Abala. I come from Calgary. Originally, I came from Ethiopia. I came to Canada in 2002. And last few years, I did to go to VST. So now I'm in my second year in MD program. Over the years, last 3 years too, I became part of PWCND, and I'm executive committee and I'm representative of Alberta province. So last few days we were in Regina for a meeting, PWCND meetings, and it was good that we get together with other representatives from all across the country. And I was so interested in the work of PWCND because my community is one of the beneficiaries or the living testimony of the work of PWCND, because we sponsor many family members or our community from Kenya through PWCND. It's something that we haven't been able to do in the last few years, but the work of PWCND, we joined and we were able to sponsor families. So that's why when I was approached to be on the committee members, was so excited to be part of it, because there's nothing that we can do or I can do in my community to support PWCND except just to volunteer and then be able to share my experience or the work that PWCND is doing. Over the last 6 months, the world has witnessed many disasters that made life more challenging for millions of people. Some are due to the climate crisis, such as the cyclone Moka in Niger, super typhoon in Philippines, and drought in Angola, and in many other parts of the world, there's people that are suffering. And the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and other part of the world has affected millions of people. But thanks God that PWC indeed has been able to respond to many of these crises. As you know, PWC indeed is not a big organization, but it was able to use the small fund that we receive to make a greater impact in the life of many people around the world. And we are blessed to work with the ACT Alliance and the CFGB and with our partners on the ground that are doing the hard work to change the life of the people. Unfortunately, every day we have continued to witness the suffering of more and more people everywhere. And millions are enduring the devastating consequences of continued violence and strife. Civilians have been targeted because of their nationality, their ethnicity, and their faith. And recently, PWC indeed has sent out appeals to respond to crisis in many different places. And today, I'm just going to highlight few places that PWCs need an immediate response. As we can see, Gaza crisis, humanitarian crisis is troubling. And Palestine and Israel continue to engage in the fight, and violence, and all that suffering is continuing. PWC indeed is prepared to respond to humanitarian needs, because the ongoing hostility have created a humanitarian crisis with homes, schools, medical facilities, crucial infrastructures have been extensively damaged or destroyed. And as we know, the conflict has displaced millions of people. 1.4 million are out of Gaza, and about 2.2 million are internally displaced. And currently, PWCND is accepting donations to support those are affected by the evolving humanitarian crisis. And PWCND will support a basic need for the services that have been cut off. So in our website, the appeal went out a few days ago, and donation made to PWCND between October 7 to November 12 are eligible to be matched by the government of Canada. And they will be matched up to 10 million. So this is the thing that PWCND want to respond and want to do it in a way that can reach many people in different parts of the world. Small amount that we donate will have a greater impact in the life of people that are suffering. And we can see that in the last few days, we had a presentation from our global partners, one from Afghanistan. Because the last few days, I think that Afghanistan is something now is kind of out of the radar because of the conflict in between Gaza and Israel. But on October 7, the province of Arete in western Afghanistan was struck by the earthquake. And a serious shock followed, including second earthquake, and that completely destroyed many lives, and mostly women and children. Because according to our partner, Ramand, who came from Afghanistan, said that happened at a time that men were out for work. So only children and women are at home. So the earthquake, destroyed many houses and then killed many of the vulnerable people. And when we see the videos, the impact that PWCND is making through Community World Service Asia, we are so thankful that even though the small amount that we donate is making that great impact in the life of community like that. People have nothing to eat, but they were so thankful to get small thing that they can survive for the next few days. So now PWCND is supporting our project as Cash for Food, because that's the basic priority now for the people, that they just need something to eat. So we are supporting that. As I said, food security is already significant challenge in the country, and it's also a main priority. And additionally, psychological support for survivors and child-friendly space for children will be necessary to address or to help the stress and trauma. And as you know, since the Taliban took over the government in August 2001, PWCND has not been able to provide humanitarian assistance to those that desperately needed. But however, in March of this year, on March 9, the government introduced the amendment to the criminal code. So now we are allowed to support many projects or many initiatives in Afghanistan. So now we are working with the partners and through ACT Alliance to support those individuals. So as in Gaza and other part of the world, support is needed for Afghanistan too. And finally, I will just highlight the work of PWCND in Malawi. As we know that Cyclone Freddy struck Malawi in March of this year, and thus change the life or make impact in the life of many civilians in Malawi, causing significant disruption of daily activities, washing away essential crops and destroying critical infrastructure, which led to widespread of displacement. So we are so thankful that PWCND was able to just help the families or help the vulnerable people to be able to just have something that they can work or they can support themselves. They can be self-independent eventually. So there are projects that are going on to just helps the farmers. So currently there are about a total of 2,500 households that are participating in about 863 projects in Malawi, and many of them are women, because they are the ones that are really affected by all this crisis. So not only all this, I'm just highlighting the few places that really need immediate need, but PwC indeed is working in Afghanistan, Nepal, and Guatemala, South Sudan, in many different parts of the world. So a small gift or whatever you gift, just I'm here to let you know that it has been helping vulnerable people across the world and has been helping people that are really needed support at this time. And I'm so thankful that as somebody from Ethiopia, to be able to have family from Ethiopia, from Kenya, that have been suffering there for the many years, for about 15 to 20 years, to be able to be, you know, work with PwC and to bring them here. So thank you for your time. I've been in most of few times on family visit, but to be in this church and worshiping to you with you has been a blessing for me. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this with you.